The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 24th of September, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I got to start the show with a big shout outs, big happy birthdays. First of all, I got to say happy birthday to my sister, Corey Lambert, Corey Green Lambert. Happy birthday, September the 24th. I got to say happy birthday to my auntie, Carol Hannah. Happy birthday, September the 24th. And I got to say happy birthday. Rest in peace, but happy birthday. I know plenty of people born on the 24th. Many of them are special to me. My sister, of course. My auntie, Carol Hannah, of course. But there's a woman by the name of Corinne Mitchell. She has passed away now. She would have been 110. She would have been 110 years old today. I say, rest in peace, Grammy. I hope you have all the family gathered under the dilly tree or the pear tree. It don't matter. But most of all, I hope you have my friend LeVar Pratt with you. Also born on September the 24th. Rest in peace. Gone too soon. QC Comet. Sailor Man. Boatman. Bahamian extraordinaire. Ah, boy. A little sadness. A little happiness. I want to say good morning again to everybody except the person who sent me the two tickets to the HMBS Rapture. Somebody give me two tickets to a boat cruise.
Did you go?
Yeah, I went.
How was it?
I didn't go. No, I went. I didn't go. Didn't but go. I went.
Yeah.
Because it's a HMBS Rapture. I thought it was going to be an Anita Baker concert. I thought we was going to have a good time. And then I was looking at the boat, right? I look at the ticket, I look at the boat. The tickets say HMBS Rapture, but the boat say the good ship Jesus.
Oh.
You know I turn around right away.
Yeah, need to turn around.
So I went, but I didn't go.
Yeah.
I want to say good morning to everybody except the person who sent me them two tickets. I don't know what she was trying to tell me.
Come tickets?
Oh, they were free. I mean, turns out they weren't free. Turns out you get paid with your soul.
Yeah.
But I was able to discern very quickly what was happening and turn around and make my way home. I also want to express concern for those people who got caught up in the great flood of September 2025 in Palmdale last night. It's something that we need to know about. It should be a national story, because let me tell you why. The tide's not going to stop rising. Now, I think that we, that was, high tide when the rain fell, causing that extreme flooding, but it was extreme flooding. And we need to hear policy statements from our leaders, not from DRMA, not from the Disaster Recovery Management Agency or Authority. We need to hear from Ministry of Works. We need to hear from the Prime Minister. We need urgent action. See, because it's not a problem you could solve in a week or 2 weeks. So you need lots of lead time. And you need to make us aware of what we need to do to facilitate this process. Ooh, thank you, Text. I may share it, I may not share it. Another piece of news. Hog Plum hit the ground. Hog Plum is on the ground. Y'all notice things are changing? I mean, things are always changing, but you notice how they're changing? Sea grape been on the ground for a good 2 weeks, 3 weeks now in some places. But I just seen the phrase hog plum. I asked the guy if these island hog plum or if these Nassau hog plum. He tell me they Nassau hog plum. Hog plum is on the ground, but before sea grape. And that's a little bit concerning to me. There's also juju blossoms on the trees. And I want to know, is this a bit early? Middle of September, is this early for juju blossoms? But if you like hog plum, I saw someone, what that is, Meadow Boulevard, at the park, right opposite the Salvation Army. Y'all go support some people who are trying to do a thing, right? And if they tell you your hog plum costs $175 a sack, don't cuss them. Just suck your teeth and walk off. Cut your eye at them dead hard. Tell them, I didn't know we were in conflict, sir. I don't like those words. But they reach, so get some. Because hog plum, like scarlet plum and like red plum, they're very rare trees. They're very delicate. You can't propagate them. You can't plant them from seed. You have to get a cutting. And more importantly, you have to get a cutting when the tree is bearing and it has fruit on it. Okay? Very, very important. The seed alone won't do. A cutting alone won't do. You need a cutting with fruit on it, which means you need to convince somebody to give you a piece of their tree while it's bearing fruit. That may be a hard ask, but that's what you need to do. All right, so, Mr. Newry, good morning on this Wednesday, Man Down Mashup Wednesday, where we combine the two shows.
Good morning this morning. How are you doing, Aaron? I see you that rendition. I like when you vent. I sit back and just listen.
Yeah.
Anything in traffic today?
Oh, yeah, of course you know.
Yeah. I saw some strange traffic phenomenons this weekend. Mm-hmm. Besides the zigzagging of them big trucks. Mm-hmm. We now have people who rent Estes. Mm-hmm. You know, the small Estes, small cars.
Yeah, and they try to move a whole house
Things. Big things.
Listen, somebody built a wooden crate. God forbid it's a metal crate, right? Mm-hmm. Bigger than a note. And then somebody with a crane. See, because here's what the problem is. The problem is, you had to get 14 other people to help you lift that box on the car. So you could be foolish. The odds are. I could live with that. But 14, you got 14 other people to agree with you to lift that big box of debris and put it on top of that rental note? A rental on top of it, you know. So now, when the company rents out the car again, God forbid it hits one of these potholes on the Eastern Road that are 2 feet deep, right? The car could break apart. Which is why we need roadworthiness tests for these cars. You can imagine people renting cars to run construction companies out of. Like they renting cars to haul 30 bags of cement to the work site. There's just no enforcement on the road. The rule of the road is, I can do whatever I want to do. In fact, this morning on my way to work, Mr. Newry, coming down Market Street, approaching what that is, Ross Corner. What's the opposite? Gibbs Corner?
Gibbs Corner.
Gibbs Corner onto Market Street. And, you know, people come to Gibbs Corner to cut across to Chapel Street, right? So they come out, they want to cut across two lanes.
That's Ross. Gibbs Corner's the other one.
Right, so Ross is on the western side.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Ross with a dog, with a pet store is.
Yes, that's Ross Corner.
Right. So they want to cross over to Chapel Street. They have no regard for what the right-of-way means. as far as they're concerned, once I get my car on the road in front of you, I am fine. In fact, I have the right of way now. I was more than troubled to hear us when I blew my horn because I could see the truck running the stop sign. Well, I don't want to say running the stop sign because it was stopped. I could see the car in the left lane signaling to the truck that the car in the left lane is giving the truck permission to come out of the corner. But see, the car in the left lane could only allow another vehicle to enter the left lane. Mm. They can't give you permission to cut into my lane. Mm. See, these are the things you would know if people were actually teaching you how to drive. And not just teaching you how to turn on a vehicle and make it move forward and make it move backwards. That's a big difference. Anyway, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Mr. Green. How are you doing?
I good until I find out it was you who sent me them tickets.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, guess what?
Yes.
I'm an SD company, right?
Yeah.
You better tell sweet Jesus. If I ever see someone furniture on my car, they go put it out.
No, this wasn't furniture.
Where are they going to walk?
This wasn't furniture. This was a whole shed.
That's even worse.
Filled, it's like they took the shed and everything in it and put it on top of the car.
Ms. Green,
yeah.
I don't believe it. I tell you now, don't do it with my SD. You can walk.
You have cameras and trackers in your SD?
No, you ain't supposed to tell people you got the trackers. You talking it.
You're supposed to tell people their trackers in the car and their cameras in the car, and you're supposed to tell people their cameras in the car. And if after you tell them that and you see them through the camera looking for the tracker, then send them to jail. You see what I'm saying?
If you drive too fast, you can walk.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
I got you.
Why so much people turning right at the red light now? The worst law we ever made, the Bahamas, is turning left at the red light.
I told you all it was happening. Before it started happening, I told you all it was going to happen. As it was happening, I told you all it was happening. And now that nobody who has authority or responsibility continue to ignore it, it continues to happen. And more people are doing it.
No. The people on the straight, right, no longer have the right because the people speeding straight out. Right at the red light.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
It makes sense, right? Let me tell you, it makes sense. People are criminally minded. So you have to be a criminal, right? You have to be a criminal to see a red light, to see moving traffic, to know that if my light is red, the other set of traffic will be moving, and to decide you're still going to move full speed through the intersection. That's a criminal.
Ms. Green, you have to be a special type of stupid to turn right at the red light. That's all I got to say.
I tell you, Will, one of these schools producing a special type of stupid, but you know what the problem is? It ain't the government schools. It ain't the public schools.
Ms. Green, what you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is that people... I know I went to private school, and I want to thank you because I'm going to spend 1 minute talking to QC parents. See, the thing is, people have adopted this cultural attitude, like an attitude, right? And I'm seeing it in a number of places. And let me tell you what it is. It's very simple. I am spending too much money for you to expect me to care about you or the rules. That is the attitude that Bahamians have adopted. And you go to any fancy place in this town, right? And you watch how they carry on. Watch how they park their cars. Watch how they stand in line to go inside. Watch how they interact with customers in the stores. You watch it. People have decided they're spending too much money to have to care about the rules. And that's why, right, you have business owners now who are defending their employees who are out here breaking the law in their vehicles with the company name on it.
Why you didn't tell us love it cross here? This is the best place in the world, you know. Because we don't have the rules.
It's a people's paradise.
Love the Bahamas, you know. People literally come here to die. They kill themselves in the Bahamas or some jail, of course, yeah. So up here, they could walk with an open door, right? You could drive on the sidewalk, right? You could run the red light. You could jaywalk.
You could cuss the natives. Hold on. You could cuss the natives and your Bahamian tour guide going to cuss the natives with you. In fact, I listened to Bahamians telling the tourists to cuss the Bahamians.
Man, it's the closest place to heaven.
Because it's a pimper's paradise. Now, look here. I really believe it's you who sent me them tickets to the HMBS Rapture. You know, good morning, caller.
Hi, good day.
Good day. You're on the air.
I'm so sorry.
No problem.
You got the tickets to the Rapture? You could tell me I know we're on air, but that's what you was calling for?
No, sir.
Okay, I apologize. Here we go. So, the rapture date speculation on September 23rd, 2025 is based on the Feast of Trumpets, but the Bible doesn't give exact dates, Mr. Newry. Let's see if this caller has some exact dates for us.
But give me some more detail about this rapture. I'm seeing it circulating on social media, but I didn't really...
I can tell you what's happening in a second. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Newry. I don't have time to talk about the rapture. I saw the BS on the news and with the trumpet. Everybody put the trumpets and whatever. I mean, you know how it is, Don. Is in obscurity. I read in the book of Enoch now, but what I wanted to touch on, you know, I have dubbed you the traffic czar, right?
Yes, sir.
But, Mr. Green, please give me a second. Yeah? I want the madness, right? Chronology, Sunday night, just about a couple minutes to 10 or so, you know the red light on Mount Fitzgerald by the government house?
Yes.
There's a government worker, I don't know who he was, I didn't know, but he came out of the government yard and ran the red light and almost hit me.
Mm-hmm.
So my light is on green, I'm heading north, and he said his car is pointing west, obviously. But he lives in a world by himself where nobody else is on the road. But I was surprised that he actually came right out without even looking. I almost hit him. So what I did was I stopped the car and got an alert. I didn't hear him say anything, but I stopped the car and I didn't even want to move because I wanted to acknowledge the BS that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're seeing people. We have situations in which pedestrians are... I was on the road, Ms. Green. They're daring you to hit them. Like, it was sometime... I was coming east, south on East Street. Young gentleman crossing the road. They have alcohol on their arm, obviously. There's a couple of them. And so one... use his head and cross the road before the car came. So, but as you're driving, people expect for you to just stop sudden and let them across the road when there's no heavy traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually, I could be in fear for my life. I don't want to stop my car with a bunch of hoodlums on the side of the road to have anything to say to me. Do I have a right to drive or do you have a right to just walk in the road and say, hit me? And then, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then people, you know, like when the traffic lights are not working, for some reason, yeah, the traffic light at Cordo and Market Street hasn't been working for like about 3 weeks now. And so I was a young lady heading east, and she's on the phone boldly and looking in my face, and she's asking, she doesn't know that. Can you explain to these people that the primary roads have precedence over the secondary roads, but people should have the empathy to stop and let drivers pass if they think it was waiting there a while, but people is getting frustrated. And the last call highlighted the fact that everything goes here. Sidewalks, except people parking on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. Could you please explain it to me? It's madness. I'll hang up and listen.
Absolutely. I mean, the answer is quite simple. The Royal Bahamas Police Force has abdicated its authority around traffic, right? I've had callers and texters share with me on air that the reason why police are not enforcing traffic controls. Now, this is anecdotal, right? This is an allegation. This is an allegation put forward by multiple people, right? It's just an allegation. It's just anecdotal. But they indicate that the reason that police officers are not enforcing traffic controls is that they're not following them. That there's a large percentage of vehicles belonging to police officers that are not licensed, nor are they insured, but they are on the road regularly, right? And they shared that information with me to say, hey, the reason they're not enforcing the traffic controls is because they're not following them themselves, right? Then we had, at the time, the officer in charge of road traffic come on the radio and say, we didn't know what the law said. The law that was passed in 2019, announced by the then Minister Renwood Wells poorly. He did a horrible job, right? See, when you're asking why can't I get renominated, because you did a horrible job, sir. So then, after he made the statement in 2019, in 2023, the officer in charge of road traffic came one morning, Glenn, and said, we didn't look at the law, you know, we didn't know what it actually said in writing. And then he went on and said, yeah, we're not enforcing the law. But he also said something else. He said that we recommended the police who are going to enforce the law, we brought them a strategy. We recommended to them that the law should be written to say you can turn left on red anywhere where there is not a sign, where there where there is not a sign. Right? Is that what it was? Yeah. And that you should put the signs up at intersections where you prohibit and restrict. You do not allow turn left on red. So it's possible that at the administrative level, right? At the administrative level, there's contention between the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the policymakers. And in that space right there, the lack of clarity, the lack of coherence is where all of this has evolved. Then there's a second part, see, because that's the administrative part. The second part is that Bahamians have lost the plot. They're so frustrated, many people in financial crisis, many people in psychological crisis. As you know, I listened to this voice note from Mr. Mitchell this morning, and Mr. Mitchell references 1,200 people dead or missing in Hurricane Dorian. Now imagine, did you remember when the government said only 70 people died? And then Dwayne Sands came back and said, no, it was more than that. It was 270 or 240 people. And then you have a Mr. Fred Mitchell suggesting or implying or intimating that it was 1,200 people, right? And juxtapose that with the fact that we've had no real social support for the people who survived Dorian, primarily, and then for the rest of us that also live in a hurricane zone with a government that refuses to ensure that the resources necessary to survive hurricanes are in place. See, people in crisis, right? And they've forgotten that, though, that even in crisis, you got to follow the rules. But they've forgotten because nobody told them that driving the public roads, traffic, using them, that's a socializing mechanism. You teach people how to be orderly by enforcing the traffic controls and ensuring that they are following the traffic controls. In this space, they could learn that you're not following the rules because there's some slave master making you follow the rules. You're following the rules because this is a social contract, and these rules were put in place to make sure that everybody is safe. See, Bahamians are mad at the government, but they punch in their neighbor in the car next to them. You're frustrated with your government, but you can't say nothing to them because you're afraid of being victimized, so you punch your child or your neighbor or the old woman on the bus. That's how you work out your frustration. You run red lights with your children in your car and you almost kill everybody. See, that's what's happening. And then you have corporate mechanisms that have no regard for the rules or the social contracts. All they care about is making money, right? I drove past a business today in a high tourist area. High tourist area. And I often see tourists in mobility aids, wheelchairs in that area. And the security guard that's stationed in front of that building, they don't care about nothing. They don't care about the trucks who are servicing the company, the business parking on the sidewalk, blocking the sidewalk. They don't care about their customers parking in the disabled spot without a badge. They don't care about the people coming to the business blocking the ramp to get on the sidewalk. They don't care. And the business doesn't care either. And it's a big business. They make in millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. I trust you know who I'm talking about. Good morning, caller.
You should call it businessman. I don't call it.
I trust you know why I ain't called their name. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mom. Hey, we found out a reason why people drive the way they drive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't pay nothing for the car. If you pay $1,500 for a car, you don't care what you do that car.
I don't tell you that.
You go buy four more.
I don't tell you that. That's the small.
They're buying the wallet, so they don't care about it.
But I told you that. It's called small car phenomenon. It turns out. Hold on.
Just raise the customs on the Japanese car.
No. I mean, I love that you have solutions at hand, but that ain't it.
Okay. Get it down and switch then.
It's a small car phenomenon. Right? And it turns out that having to go and see the bank manager once a month is the mechanism that moderated our behavior on the road. Now that people have access to alternatives, like low-cost cars that can be imported relatively quickly from Japan, right, where you're paying, you could get a car for $3,000 landed. The attitude that what you hear being insane is, you hit this car, I buy another one next month.
But no, they buy two more next month.
But you, so you see what I'm saying? The bank manager was the mechanism that caused or compelled people to moderate their behavior. But now, you've taken the bank manager out of the equation. You don't care. Just don't care.
The government need me to deal with it. You know what I do, Ms. Green? You drive stupid on the road, mm-hmm. and you have to pick up garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll publicly embarrass you.
And we refuse to acknowledge the things that occur in the environment that impact our behavior and our thinking, right? Like September 9th, 2024, collision on West Bay Street involving a motorcycle and a vehicle assigned to a senior judge. We still are awaiting the state to tell us who the individual was that was driving that vehicle. Why should we know? Because it should be public record. That's why we should know. It should be public record. But we should also know because somebody died in the collision, eh? And guess what? Also, the vehicle itself was never published in the media. No pictures, no images of the vehicle were published, right? And I had at least five people message me and say, people on the scene were told not to document the vehicle, right? You don't think situations like this that lack clarity and coherence create an environment where Bahamians and other road users are going to just opt to do whatever they want because they perceive that everybody else is doing whatever they want? Have you all not considered that drivers observing police officers run red lights, run stop signs, ignore the right of way, refuse to enforce traffic controls on the road? You don't think that's impacting or informing the driver's culture here? Y'all don't think that? Y'all don't think the fact that the police only stop cars to collect road tax, to do the work of the Ministry of Transport, not the RBPF, to collect inspection fines and licensing fines? That's the job of the Road Traffic Department, the Ministry of Transport. These police officers are supposed to be stopping people from running red lights and stop signs, from driving with their cell phones in their hand, right? From driving without due care and attention, for refusing to acknowledge. That's what they, but you know what they're busy doing? Committing the same offenses. And it's the people in the plate, the black plate with the white writing. And it's the people with the white plate and the blue writing. Every day, I'm observing the people who are supposed to be upholding the law flaunt it. Act like it has nothing to do with them. What do you think young people think when they see a police car and they realize that the police officer has connected the seatbelt behind him so the car would stop beeping and annoying them? What do you all think is happening? I wanted to talk about the rapture, but that's okay. I also have some other things I wanted to talk about quickly. Since y'all don't want to talk about the rapture, I guess if you ain't there, you don't want to talk about it. We're going to talk about some other stories. Let's go to the phone line. Hey, good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, that's good. I hear you complaining, but it's possible, Ms. Green.
Am I complaining? Hold on, pause. No, just 2 seconds. I'm not going to hang up on you. Just give me two seconds.
Not complaining, Ms. Green, not in that direction, but complaining about what's going on in the country. So I'm asking you now, why don't you try, see if you can get the commissioner of police or somebody in authority to come out and explain to us why these things are not being carried out by the police and how they can enforce those things.
I have tried.
Go ahead, let me listen.
I have tried.
Oh, you have tried.
Yes. Now, if you, hold on, but I'm open. If you have a connect me.
No, because Ms. Green, I see the same things that you see on the road, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not saying you are complaining.
I got you.
I see the complaint.
I got
All
you.
All I'm saying is that we have a new commissioner of police.
Mm-hmm.
And this is her administration, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is her administration. And she's already being tagged as the first woman. So she might as well do the right thing and come out or send one of her deputies out and let us find it and tell the payment people why these things are not being carried out. I've seen police platoons. I've seen this. I've seen that. And there is no enforcement. So how do we make it right?
I got you.
We have to get the relative or better still, get someone out.
Yeah. I'm trying.
And then you come and send him to complain with other things. Let him come out and tell us why they said, and then let him blame the commissioner with him. Simple as that.
Yeah. Just
thank you, Ms. Green.
No, thanking you. Thanking you very much. This is a... Okay, so here's the thing. The election is coming. Politicians can start talking about economics and the economy and the money in your pocket and the minimum wage and the this and that and making things work and, oh, you the citizen, you the problem. You don't know how to spend your money properly. All of that is going to arise on the road to the elections. You know what they're not going to talk about? They're not going to talk about how the effective and efficient movement of goods, people and services is integral to a healthy, growing economy. And personal economy. That's what they're not going to get up and say. Producer, let's go to the phone line, and then I got to go to the text. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
This road traffic issue, Saturday, the police have been on the radio, and they had a little fear in the public, and they said it's going to compound the cars for driving the road with no insurance. And you see them get back, do anything.
Yeah.
You know? And we like the Wild West guys, they driving up and down. And when you hear these people talk about insurance, I thought insurance, $200 or two something. And you don't want to pay that to be on the road. We have a 50% road in insurance, maybe more than that.
Yeah.
And that should not have been. I say to, and I put this before them. When you catch a car in insurance, you're supposed to compound that car.
Mm-hmm.
That's they had a little fear in the public.
Yeah.
Now they're going back and they ain't doing nothing. So it's like the Wild Wild West. Imagine you driving one $50,000 car, one of these Mickey Mouse running to you, and they ain't got no insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to pay that. Simple, $200 insurance, you don't want to pay that?
Yeah.
And you won't be on the road? Man, it ain't done. Been me? I was going to do a whole recruitment for the road itself. Hire some police officers to patrol these roads. Sometimes you drive all day, you don't see no police.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So until we get serious and start compounding these cars, then we'll let you know. Because if you can't afford $200 insurance, my Lord, and I just hear you say something that just gets me mad. What's $1,500 and you? Huh? Man, that's...
Yeah.
I don't know what we coming to. We see the things, but we don't take no action.
Yep.
No action at all.
Absolutely.
Do a whole recruitment, and this new recruit we get, they could be on the road. They could be road traffic police. You see how quick we get the road cleaned up.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It is maddening because... Some of it is ignorance, right? But most of it is willful ignorance. If you're on a road and there are two lanes, and the two lanes and moving in any direction, you know that whether the government remembered to paint the line in the road or not, the road is split evenly in two. You remember that? You should know. Do you know that? It's a whole bunch of y'all, especially these people in these huge vehicles, ignoring the center line of the road, pretending like it does not involve them. Why are they to be concerned about what side of the road they're supposed to be on? Caller, I see you. Just as I am to you, last week I was on East Bay Street heading east, and I got cut off by a large vehicle coming off the dock. The large vehicle ran the stop sign at the exit opposite the liquor store. It in intended to run the stop sign. How do I know? Because I observed it coming up the straightaway, heading to the stop sign. And that large vehicle just sailed straight through the stop sign. That in and of itself is troubling, but you know what was even more concerning? This guy just went to go and pick up about 8 or 10 golf cars. Somebody paid to go pick up easily cars, let's say they 20,000, let's say they be 10,000 a piece, 10 by 10, that's what, $100,000. And somebody to collect and treat them, and that somebody signed with easily $100,000 that they tow in, including the vehicle that they tow in with. It's just amazing. And that's partially why I'm mad. I would have get on the boat if I didn't see the sign say the good ship Jesus, you know. I would have get on the boat. Anyway, y'all hear that music? That's Anita Baker, The Rapture. We're going to a break. When we come back from the break, a couple more stories and plenty text. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
You see how Cora I look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Get ready to swing for a cause. The 4th annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, brought to you by Cleft of the Rock Foundation in proud partnership with the Bahamar Foundation. Join us on Sunday, October 5th at the world-class Royal Blue Golf Course at Bahamar in Nassau, the Bahamas, for a day of championship golf, community, and impact. This isn't just another tournament. It's a chance to change lives. Every putt, every drive, every swing supports programs like Parenting on Purpose and Disciplines for Life, empowering families across the Bahamas with education, awareness, and hope. Don't miss this unforgettable event, the 4th annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, October 5th. To register or learn more, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Man, I can't wait to eat. I am starving.
You know our sport never disappoints.
Boy, I left my wallet in the room. No way I'm going back.
Relax, buddy. You've got your phone, right?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Just pay with Sand Dollars from your digital wallet.
Good thing Sand Dollar transactions are seamless, safe, and convenient.
Yep, Sand Dollar saved the day.
Experience the convenience of Sand Dollar, the digital currency of the Bahamas. Whether you're dining out or anywhere else, Sand Dollar ensures seamless transactions. Join the future of payments with Sand Dollar.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. I just want to take a moment to recognize my producer, right? My producer is a music guy, right? And I lean on his knowledge of local music in particular, especially Junkanoo, right? I send this boy a bunch of Anita Baker Rapture remixes, Nuri. All kind of Jersey Club, New Orleans, bounce, drum and bass remix. And my producer say, I'm an R&B purist. He said, this is Anita Baker. I can't play no Anita Baker with all that rah-rah-rah, ki-ki-ki in the background. My producer is an R&B purist. He's a music expert. And one of these days, I'm going to take him on a musical journey, and we're going to do a show just for him in music and culture. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Joining us in studio, well, I'm going to introduce someone to join the conversation in a moment, but we're going to go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Good morning, Erin. How you doing?
Hi, good. Thank you. How you do?
Fine, everything blessed up. So my boy, who's we calling in the Boston fund and the Colts fund, he ain't no insurance for $200, man. The cheapest third-party insurance is $354, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is my birthday month. I guess insured my car, man.
I get
there
you.
Ain't no third-party. They don't have Road Act no more. And no third-party for lower than $350. So stop talking about insurance for $200. Ain't no insurance for $200.
So,
now, I agree with you with Renwood Wells. That's why we run him out of Bamboo Down. Because he only stand up and knows the assembly is correct. And he only say, yes, we could pass the law that you could turn left on red. That's all he said. They ain't saying nothing, but no, you want to go to City Boulevard and know this and know that.
And
all
sign
that,
and yeah.
Place. So if I get booked turning left on it, I can't come to court and I sue in the government because Ren, I could bring the tape in court to the judge and show Ren Red to get turned left on red. Have a nice morning.
Thank you. Thank you, but the words have impact and import, right? And that's why we require our policymakers and government actors and politicians to measure their words when they speak, to take it seriously, because your words mean things to us. Joining me in studio, I have got LeBron. LeBron, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
LeBron is a visually impaired musician in the country. And I wanted to ask him your experience as a visually impaired person trying to navigate Bahamian roads.
Well, I have one story to share in particular, and that is I've heard of many other people like me walking around the world, streets and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, my view is for us blind people, it's really hard, and I can say that because when my dad was alive, we was about to cross the road, and I had my cane, my mm-hmm. white cane out to say, I want to cross,
mm-hmm.
and somebody was coming, and when I started to move to cross, because it sounded like they were slowing down, but they didn't, they kept going, so I had to go back
mm-hmm.
and wait for them to pass. And wait for all the other cars to pass. I'm pretty sure they saw me with my cane. And I had to go when the road was clear, when nothing was there.
Mm-hmm.
So from my take on it, it shows that they have no respect for people like us in terms of, you know, dealing with the road and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Absolutely, ma'am. I find that people in cars have little regard for pedestrians, and in many instances, pedestrians have little regard for cars, which causes a big problem for the people who are following the rules, for the people who do know what to do and are attempting to do it. For instance, I get frustrated driving through town in particular, pedestrian crossings. I have two typical experiences. The first is people will stand at the pedestrian crossing with no intention of stopping. See, in a real country, if a person was standing at the pedestrian crossing and I ignored them and drove over the crossing, police officer would give me a ticket. The police officer could do that in the Bahamas right now, but they don't, right? So people at Elizabeth Avenue and Bay Street, at the bottom of Cumberland Street, right? And then the pedestrian crossing just north of the bottom of Cumberland Street by the triangle, right there. Tourists and Bahamians alike like to stand at the pedestrian crossing with no intention of actually crossing. So you stop in your car to accommodate them, and then they're looking at you like, why are you stopping your car? And none of them, and right, and then they realize they must wave you off. They tell you, oh, no, you could go. I might say, but pedestrian, you don't know what a pedestrian... Listen, I was in the road on Monday. The dog stopped at the pedestrian crossing and waited for me to stop my car. And when I came to a complete stop, the dog crossed the road on the pedestrian crossing. The potcakes know how to use the road, and Bahamians refuse to use it properly. Wow. The second thing with pedestrians is we have all of these tourists in town. Sometimes we have thousands of tourists in town, and Bahamians are encouraging them to cross the road anywhere. The tourists jaywalk in, right? The pedestrian crossing is just east of George Street. The pedestrians are at the curb looking at the Hilton trying to cross the road where there is no pedestrian crossing. And Bahamians encouraging them to do that. And tour guides encouraging them to jaywalk and just pour themselves into the road anywhere. It's a combination of things. Good morning, caller. Hi, good morning.
And good morning to LeBron.
Morning.
Aaron, I'm following up, and I was wondering, and up until this morning, LeBron, I've been trying to call you, so Aaron, can you give him my number so that he can give me a call?
Okay.
I was concerned whether or not you hooked him up with my cousin Shine and Johnny Kingdom, because I have some other suggestions for him.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to the text line. Aaron, do you know bullying occurs on the streets? You are actually bullied into turning left on the red light. Persons blow you off the road if you don't turn left. A horn can't bully you. A horn cannot bully you, okay? You cannot tell the police. You can't go before the judge and say, Your Honor, I broke the law because the people behind me was blowing their horn and I was certain that they were going to do me something if I didn't break the law. You can't go tell a judge that. I mean, you could, but the whole courtroom will laugh at you. But I appreciate what you're saying. The people are bullying. And the instances where people get out the car. People say the most disgusting things to me. And I just remind them that you're supposed to be ashamed of telling people that you're a criminal. I just remind them of that. Good morning, Aaron and CA. I was pleased to see road traffic again on the 15A bus route, ensuring that they stop on assigned bus stops. That is great. Good day. So the rapture is supposed to be today, and if you don't hear the trumpets, you are going to witness the apocalypse. As a millennial, I'm trying to experience all these world-changing events. I got you. You needed some instructions. Nobody told you what to do. Well, listen, cousin. If you hear my voice tomorrow, you didn't make it. You didn't make the cut, okay? And now I may be a pre-recording. I may have made the cut. I still don't know yet. Here's another text. Good morning. The one light where the sign was to take caution when on red for right turn is down. So there are no more right turns on red, or the law changed that you can go on red everywhere. Okay, texter. It was never the law. The law never told you could turn right on red. At no point in time ever did anybody authorize anybody in this country to turn right on red. The people you see doing that, they're criminals. They're criminally minded. So the first sign was at on University Drive, heading westbound at the intersection with University Commons and Moss Road. Right? That's where the first sign was. Unfortunately, the other signs don't say stop. They say give way. This is not in accordance with the law. The law said it's supposed to say stop, not give way. Right? And for all y'all people who giving way, you're supposed to stop. And treating it like a stop sign means you come to a complete stop. You look both ways. You count to three before you proceed into the intersection if it is clear for you to go. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. I was so scared yesterday in Eleuthera. Tuesday is boat day, and these trailer trucks are driving at a speed that is dangerous to the public because the roads are very narrow. Yeah. If it's bad in New Providence, imagine what it's like on the Family Islands with a lesser police presence. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. For over 25 years now, these police don't license and insure cars. And by the way, the sidewalks on Lincoln are full of cars by the school. Your parents, see, this is, I tell you, I was going to talk about the QC people, right? Even parents, if you're going to school to pick up your child, you know there are thousands, there's hundreds of other children, right? Who use the same sidewalk that you put in your car on. Remember, we've gotten to this place where people say, I'm spending too much money to be concerned about you or the rules. Yeah, QC, I told y'all the roundabout would be obsolete by the time y'all put it in without the proper public awareness and education. QC parents, use the roundabout properly. But also, why would you pull into a school and wait in the line for your children to come to the car? There's hundreds of cars behind you waiting for you to move. Hundreds, hundreds. There's a text. Ooh, good morning, Miss Green. Turn left where there's a sign, but I saw go in opposite lane, then go left or right, no matter what color is light. Yeah, that's what they're doing, especially at Parkgate Road and Village Road. Light not working, it becomes a four-way stop. We don't seem to know the meaning of stop. We don't care about each other, much less about ourselves. I love my small car, but society has become wrecked. That's W-R-E-C-K. Less small vehicles. You mean wreck? Full. But I got you, the texter. Aaron, just this morning on Bahama Boulevard roundabout, an ATV driver cut across my car. I thought he was a police, but later realized he was directing a tourist convoy on ATVs to pass me. When I came out and started recording him, he immediately took off. Who deputized these ATV drivers to be cops? I telling you.
Damn.
They deputized themselves. One boy tried to stop me in the road a couple of months ago. I going to tell him, big man, have you lost your mind? Good morning, Aaron. I know you will be upset, but it will always be this. I've been hit 5 times over the last 10 years by foreigners who couldn't speak English but had driver's licenses. This is a problem as well, Texter. I'm not going to obfuscate. We have too many migrants on the road who have no idea what is happening. But let me tell you all what drives this conversation for me. I sat with a victim of a hit and run in my lap on West Bay Street as the police drove by trying to ignore us in the road. They wouldn't even stop to direct traffic around us. I had 5 friends almost die in a horrific traffic accident because a couple was having sex in their car on the public road.
What?
My neighbor, one of the first people who ever said, come here, Green. You thought that gay rights activism was going to stop us from being cool? One of the first people, he was killed with his wife in a traffic accident.
Whoa.
This is personal to me, as it should be to all of us. Because we all use the road and it affects us. And it is the tool that we can use for national development. Anyway, LeBron, thank you for being here. Nuri.
No problem. No problem.
Hog plum on the ground, Yuri.
Hog plum on the ground. Get me
some. I'm about to ask you to get me some. Anyway, this has been On the Clock with Aaron Green. Thank you so much, producer.
Thank you all.
I'm going to see you guys maybe tomorrow. We'll see how the rest of this day goes.
Who knows?
HMBS Rapture. Here I come. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Just throw me out of your mind. I won't stay. Not by you.
Treat me. I won't stay. It's just a waste of my time. No, I'm telling you. You better watch yourself.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.